I was awakened by the sound of my name, whispered twice. Susie. I lifted my head from the pillow and opened my eyes to see a man framed by the doorway, thin white hair, slightly bent forward in pajamas. The morning light streamed in from behind him. Dad, I whispered back. I brought you some coffee, he said. He set down a mug on the bedside table in the summer cottage, and he left. I am the daughter of a good man, not a master of the universe, a man who seemed to hold only the most ordinary of ambitions, the happiness of his family. He is not celebrated by the masses. History books won't remember him. Pundits don't seek his opinion. But he's my dad, and he's a good man. In the past months, there's been a lot of attention given to the failings of men, the reckless collisions with their desires and compulsions. Those we consider great men often seem to believe too much in their claim to that glory, risking what is precious for the spike of a thrill. These great men flame bright and crash hard. But it's the good men who hold us all together. My dad never demanded recognition. He went to work, walked the dog, coached my soccer team, and beamed at my graduation. He talked about doing the right thing in a way that implied the right thing was always obvious. He raised his voice so rarely that we giggled when he did, and he regarded my mistakes with little more than a sigh as he waited for me to course correct. He was, and is, so good. And good men are heroic, noble and true. Good men may not command the spotlight, but they harbor our hearts and give us strength. Good men deserve the throne they will never seek. After my dad placed the mug of coffee beside my bed, I laid there considering him, his sweetness toned with the years. I clung to my sense of privilege and the morning quiet. I am the daughter of a good man. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.